You must be excited to be gliding into the long weekend. And we are too. We bring you another episode of Meet the CEO. Collins Muyanja, CEO at Rancher's Finest Limited, joins us for this episode. He breaks down the meat processing industry, its potential, and the importance of traceability in the industry. Welcome to our Meet the CEO series. From over 1,400 cities and 140 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pals on everything business in Africa. I am Ritha Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at The K Financial News, and you can find me at Ritha Dong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. Who is Collins Muyanja?
My name is Collins Muyanja. I'm the CEO of Rancher's Finest Limited. We felt that the timing was right for us to host you at our plant to open up about our processes here.
What kind of investment is needed to set up a meat processing facility?
We have invested over $4 million in this world-class processing facility. In addition, our kiosk franchisee and distribution expansion project is expected to create over 3,000 new employment opportunities for youth and women in the value chain. This includes the distribution teams, the roadside and street grillers, and the direct employment opportunities we are providing. As you witnessed this, this facility, we are providing employment opportunities to over 170 Ugandans that have been trained and skilled in meat processing. So we do not have any experts. This is purely a team that has been skilled and trained.
Uganda has been battling a wave of foot and mouth disease. What has this meant for your operation?
Obviously, the recent outbreak of foot and mouth disease in the country caused panic within the public. So while we understand the concern that this outbreak has caused, we want to assure you we hold ourselves to the highest standards of safety and hygiene. We understand the importance of producing food that is not only delicious but safe for consumption. It is important to understand that the foot and mouth disease does not affect the safety of meat products that have undergone proper traceability, processing, and inspection, as is always the case at Rancher's Finest. FMD, from the time it was announced, actually we saw a spike in the demand for our products, because now the consumers and customers have become conscious about where they are accessing or purchasing the products. Hence, what we've been talking about, ensuring that for consumers, it's important to ensure that the are getting products from that are processed in a hygiene and safe environment. In terms of traceability, we are working with particular, besides our own ranch, we are working with particular farms where there's inspection, there's health inspection, and therefore there's traceability right from the farm up to the processing facility. As you are aware, the exporting of meat products comes with strict and stringent protocols. The fact that we've been able to export means we are meeting these stringent protocols. We have just passed our ISO certification tests, are in the process of installing our state-of-the-art lab. So the right from the farm up to the packaging, as you've witnessed, these stringent protocols and quality control.
Let's talk about exports. Uganda's beef ranks fifth worldwide. Why are we not seeing huge exports from the country?
Okay, our biggest market is obviously the local market. Our plant has installed capacity of over 20 tons. That's per day. I think the challenge we have with the export market is we do not at the moment produce enough meat products to satisfy. The export market has an insatiable demand, and so we have to balance the two. We have demand locally for our product, our sausages, our prime beef, all our meat products. The export market right now is taking between 5 to 20 tons, and that, if we are to fulfill the demand, we would need in excess of 150 tons, and that's on a monthly basis. So we see that as a growing market. Our plans obviously are to work with more stakeholders in the value chain, and this will, of course, like I said, create more employment opportunities, because it means we work with more farmers and ensure that as a country, we are growing the demand for our product. Ugandan beef, in particular, in what we've seen in Kinshasa and in South Sudan, is on high demand because of the taste and the quality. And that is what we've been emphasizing in our processes, to ensure that we maintain that quality and we're able to continue exporting to those markets.
What are some of the changes you would like to see in your industry?
With the various stakeholders, including government, if we have a deliberate strategy to grow the quantum in terms of the farmers involved in ranching, to increase the number of feedlots. Feedlots are the farms where the cattle are fattened in order to be able to produce, first of all, the right weight and the right quality required for the export market. So as a country, if there's a deliberate strategy to grow that value chain, definitely we can meet the demand in the region. There's really no reason why, for instance, in the DRC, they should be importing products from as far as Australia, which they do at the moment. And the reason they do that is because as a region, we are not meeting the capacity required.
What informed your decision to produce a low-budget line of products for the mass market?
The interesting thing is what we call our griller's market. They also want to eat quality products. The sausages you find on the street, they also want the yarn quality products. And what we've done is produce that product, and this is our fastest growing brand, actually, the better brand for the low-end sausages, because the mass market wants quality as well. What we've done is ensured that we are able to meet that quality at the right price, because price has been a big issue there. So the issue on the what we'd call the street market with the street grillers has been an issue of quality, because people just produce anything and the market will take anything because of demand. But now with awareness, we're saying even the street grillers can get the same quality sausage, the same quality beef burger, the same quality minced meat. It is available.
And what is the future for Ranchers Finest Limited?
As we look to growing a Pan-African brand, we have already exported our products to South Sudan, Tanzania, and Kinshasa. We believe that by working with various stakeholders and with the value addition that we are creating for meat products, we can position Uganda as a leading exporter of quality meat products in the region. The future in the sector is, like I said, there is huge demand for quality products, first of all, locally. Okay, and part of the us opening up our doors is for people start understanding that you can actually get quality products at the right price and locally. And these are being produced in Uganda. You know, in the past, we thought, okay, to get sausages, you must go abroad or go across to our neighbors. But this you can now get locally. So the future is that we see consumers and clients becoming more conscious about the quality of the products they take, and in the export market, acceptability for Ugandan meat products, now that there is proof that we can actually produce quality at the right standards as demanded by the international market.
That was Collins Muyanja, CEO at Ranchers Finest Limited. And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. South Africa recorded a trade surplus of 14 billion rand in February of 2024 compared to an upwardly revised deficit of 9.7 billion rand a month before and surpassing market forecasts of an 8.6 billion surplus. Exports advanced by 12.4% over the month to 161.85 billion rand with shipments of vehicles and transport equipment jumping by a staggering 98%. Exports also increased significantly for vegetable products and machinery and electronics, but fell for precious metals and stones and mineral products. Conversely, imports dropped by 3.8% to 147.8 billion rand as purchases decreased for chemical products, machinery and electronics, vehicles and transport equipment, and original equipment components. And a quick trip around Africa, the economy of Botswana expanded by 1.9% year-on-year in the fourth quarter of 2023, following a 0.5% growth in the previous quarter. The pickup in growth is mainly attributed to the mining and quarrying sector and the wholesale retail. Meanwhile, real estate activities maintained the same growth rate, as well as public administration and defense, while some sectors grew at a slower pace, such as agriculture, forestry and fishing, manufacturing and construction. On the other hand, diamond trade contracted significantly further, as well as water and electricity. On a full-year basis, Botswana's economy grew by 2.7% in 2023 compared to 5.5% in 2022. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have any suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial. And you can find me at the Dome.